You're listening to a podcast from Victory. How does the Holy Spirit lead us to set people free from bondage in the name of Jesus? Find out in week 3 of Behind the Scene.
We are on a third week series, our preaching series called Behind the Scene. Just to give you a little background, the first Sunday we did talk about the Holy Spirit as our healer. And, I've been hearing so many reports that the Holy Spirit has healed so many people from the very first Sunday that we talk about this. And that's why I will not be surprised if the Holy Spirit will heal you today if you're sick. Secondly, last Sunday, we did talk about that the Holy Spirit is a miracle worker. All right? It's not the people who does the miracle, all right, but it's the Holy Spirit himself. And so that's very important, all right? We don't heal people. It's the Holy Spirit who is the healer and the miracle worker, all right? And today we want to focus on the Holy Spirit being as the liberator. So the Holy Spirit is the one who liberates us, and that's why today we are believing God that the Holy Spirit will deliver you. Whatever situation you're facing right now, maybe you are oppressed, you've come here to the church having some excess baggages from work, from your families. Probably the situation is money. Probably the situation is you are in a big mess. All right? We want the Holy Spirit to come and touch us and manifest himself with all of us this evening. Can you say amen? And so how many of you believe that you are in the right place? How many of you are believing God for your breakthroughs tonight? Well, you are in the right place at the right time with the right kind of people. Let's give the Lord a big hand for that. And so as I've said, I'm just here, all right, to preach God's word, and may the Holy Spirit respond to God's word today. Amen? I want to read to you Acts chapter 16. This is our text today, starting in verse 16, and then 16 till 18. Here's what the word of God says. Verse 16, once when we were going to the place of prayer, everybody say place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for owners by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." Verse 18, she kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the Spirit left her. For this is the word of the Lord for all of us this evening. Let's bow our heads right now. Holy Spirit, thank you that you are with us and for us, and you will work through us. And so we want to welcome your presence in our midst. Thank you, Lord, that apart from your power, we can do anything at all. And so we rely, we depend, we ask for breakthroughs. We ask, Lord God, whatever situation we face, that we will put our trust, our full dependency, not just tonight, but a revelation that wherever we go, we can rely, depend, and ask of you to be upon us. So, Lord God, I pray that you would anoint the preaching of your word today, and may you take charge because you are our leader. This is your church, and may your will be done. May your kingdom come in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone would say a big, big amen. Amen and amen. It's still sad to know that a lot of Christians today would still consult and read horoscopes that determine your future, that determine the plans of an individual because you are part of. Your birthday is on a specific month, in a specific year, and you are boxed on that specific date, then you have a certain name that caused you to, because of your birthday, like me, I was born June. We're part of this group called the Geminis, all right? And so, I don't know what that means. They said if you're a Gemini, you're a split personality, all right? Guess what? I have a split personality if I sleep, you know. Sometimes I talk, Sometimes I would stand up. So reality, people would believe in what the horoscope is saying. And so sad enough that even Christians like us, instead of looking at God's word and consult and inquire of God's word pertaining to their future, pertaining to God's will, they would open up the newspaper and look basically on the horoscope and really ask, what is my future? What should I do today? And the rest is history. So sad to know I have a friend who basically followed what the horoscope says regarding the future. You know what this person did? Married someone who's not a Christian because the person followed the instruction of horoscope. And this person married a non-Christian. And guess what? Their marriage basically didn't last long. And what this person says, I totally, given a chance, going back to my life, sana hindi na ako nagbasa, sana hindi na ako naniwala. Sa totoo lang po, even presidents of the United States would consult astrologer, consult mediums, spiritists, and whatever decisions he would make pertaining to the economic situation of the United States. Well, here's the thing that we need to understand. Whether you like and have fun of horoscopes or not, I'd like you to know that the enemy is out there to put hindrance to the plan of God that God has laid for us, every individual person who is here today. Every one of us here, God knows exactly what's going to be like for us in the next how many years. God already ordained what is it for us. But the enemy also is out there to hinder you, to stop you, for you to make such a blunder by making a decision that is not in accordance to God's will, that would end up doing the opposite. And so the enemy is out there, all right? He is real. The whole thing is we're not going to focus on the enemy. But we're going to focus on the very promise of Jesus that before he asked the disciples to do the work of the ministry, he said this, wait for the promise my father speak about. Wait for the power of God in your life. You don't just go out there. As I leave you, wait for the counselor. Wait for the advocate. Wait for the presence. Another kind of us, which is the Holy Spirit. And I believe this is crucial for all of us today. When many consult and rely on one thing or the other, well, we rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Every one of us here, I just want to let you know, there's a God-given potential, a God-given destiny that God has laid down for all of us. But the enemy is out there to destroy you. How does the Holy Spirit move in the midst of the enemy's work in our lives? Okay, if he's real, and then how can we rely upon the Holy Spirit in the midst of the enemy's work? Okay, let's start off again with verse 16. Here's what it says. Once, when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl with a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money of her own owners by fortune telling. All right? So, sinasabi po rito, it's like here in our setting. In our setting here in Metro East, our prayer meeting falls on a Thursday. And probably those of you are regulars or attending, who attends our prayer meeting, you're on your way here, and all of a sudden, there was a slave girl, all right, a person who's been under the influence of the spirit called spirit of divination, a spirit who can tell you your future. How many of you encountered that? In fact, how many of you here, you were formerly, all right, you were a former fortune teller? Anybody here who's like that? Anybody? Meron ho ba? You know, I encountered someone very close to me. A fortune teller. In fact, hindi pa ho kami Christian. Hindi pa ako Christian. I would really ask for her gift, if you will, that time. Hindi pa ako Christian. And you know what? It's true. She would read my palm, and she would tell, you're gonna be like this, like that, like that. Alam niyo, sa yung week na yun, nagnangyari talaga. Sobra. My sister was a fortune teller. All right? And she would read my palm. And she would tell me, you're going to do this. In fact, here's what I said. You know, I lost something in my, I think I lost my notebook. And I need that, all right, for me to review for my exam. And give me your palm, she said. Talagang, ito, alam mo, tingnan mo yung sa kwarto mo, doon sa may ilalim. Grabe. So ginawa ako, mga kapatid. Alam niyo nangyari? Nandun nga yung notebook ko. Grabe. So let me tell you this. It's true. In fact, she would, my sister would tell me in her room where she just, you know, that's her own room. She would see different person, spirits, and she could hear voices. Literally, it's true. Well, thanks be to God, she got saved and she got delivered from that. All right? Here's the thing. The enemy is true, and he's out there to destroy our lives. And so that's the situation here. So how many of you know sometimes you're expecting God, there's a great plan of God in your life, probably you're going to go to a service, and all of a sudden, things began to change your situation that you never expect that there is what you call, all right, a destruction. Ba't ganito, all of a sudden, may gusto akong gawin, bigla may destruction. Well, here's the thing. The Holy Spirit can turn distractions to a divine appointment. Let me say that again. The Holy Spirit can turn distractions to a divine appointment. Let me submit to you today, you know what? At this time, by this time, we should have our own service, ongoing service in Antipolo. Ang tagal na po ito. 3 years ago pa namin pinlano. 2 years, first year. Ito pong year na po. Dapat ngayon po, meron ng Victory Antipolo. Dahil nga we have a spiritual conflict. And it's serious to plan a church in Antipolo. We're being hindered. There is a distraction. And here's my take, thanks be to God. We can't be stopped with any kind of distraction from the enemy. And napaganda po actually, what happened is basically we have an ongoing outreach, campus outreaches in Antipolo. In fact, there were 2 more campuses that were added this year under Every Nation Campus. Why is that? Because we shifted to an outreach on campus. And not only that, I have also given the privilege to go out. I traveled in Canada and recently in New Zealand. I was gone for 2 Sundays. And what happened was, I considered that as a divine appointment. Never realized that my role there is not just to preach, but really to inject the discipleship, the leadership culture of every nation, particularly here in the Philippines, and help other churches, even the leaders, the elders, and the upcoming campus missionaries in New Zealand and in Canada. And we were talking about strategies, and we were talking about ways and means to crack down the code so that we'll be effective in evangelizing and reaching out, you know, the lost people out there. I never realized my role was so effective in those places. Akala ko lang magbi-preach ako. But nevertheless, it's more than to God's agenda. And I believe there were breakthroughs after breakthroughs that somehow the senior pastor also, just like me, needs help. And it will take someone from the outside to figure out and fix things in his own church. And that's what we're believing God for and praying about this breakthrough. And true enough, there was breakthroughs happening in our churches. Can you give the Lord a big hand for that? And I just want to let you know, we're supposed to go there with a team. Okay, but it was a one-man team. Every single day, I have meetings with the elders, meeting with the leaders, okay, trying to figure out how can we maneuver this, Pastor Mark, in order for our church, all right, to experience this and that. And so to me, it was a divine appointment. Listen to this. The Holy Spirit can turn distractions to a divine appointment. Maybe you've come here that you face a distraction in your own life. Maybe you're here today losing that hope, letting go of God's promise in your life that you never realize and think through that, ito ba talaga what's meant for me? Well, let me tell you this. What the enemy has meant for bad, God, the Holy Spirit, can turn it downside up for His glory and for His honor. If you are here today, let me tell you, I'm believing God for your breakthrough. I'm believing God for your deliverance. Whatever situation you face, that you think of, man, this is beyond me. Exactly. God can turn your distractions to a divine appointment. How many of you believe in that? And so if you're here today, you experience bad things, don't receive that. And just a snap of a finger, God can turn it around for His glory. Amen? Let's continue on. Verse 17, this girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." Wow. This girl has a spirit, ang kulit. Distraction niya eh. Alright? And so something happened here. How many of you believe that, you know, we cannot tolerate unrighteousness? You cannot tolerate sin. You can't tolerate wickedness. One way or the other, deep within us, there's a divine indignation that tells us, hey, look, we got to rise up on this and do something about unrighteousness, do something about corruption, do something about immorality, do something about relationship that is not right from God, do something about sin in the life of a believer that somehow it has to end. And here's the scenario. This lady who can predict the future knows exactly who the God of Israel. Sabi niya ganun, the Most High God. How many of you know that the enemy knows exactly who we are and the God that we serve? And you know what? You know what, how she quoted it? She quoted it as the Most High God. You know what it means? The Most High God means El Elyon, a name that connotes His sovereign control over all history. The word means, Most High means God is absolute, supreme, in control over all things. In other words, it doesn't matter anyhow when we experience bad stuff. What's important is He is in control of all things. In fact, I remember just to add to this story, when we planted the church in Metro East, we were still meeting at the cinema. You know, we never experienced after months of having a meeting. We were just months new. All right, we started the church back in March, April, right? And then Ondoy hit September. We barely know some people. Because of that, guess what? Diba, there's flood here and there in Marikina, in Antipolo, in Cainta. Alam nyo, ginamit ni Lord yun for me to know who the leaders will become in this church. In fact, God turned it on for our relationship to be strengthened, for us to know who we are and what we're capable of. And let me tell you this, God is in control of every situation in our lives, that He is sovereign at all, that whatever wickedness out there, God can turn it out for good. What am I saying this? Number two, the Holy Spirit can turn disturbances to a divine order. God wants divine order. God is in control of all things. And whatever destructions and disturbances, God can create that into His own will by putting order. Here's what happened. Nangyari kay Paul, the Apostle Paul, heard this person keep saying, he kept saying all the things about who they are. Verse 18, it says here, she kept this for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled, greatly annoyed, displeased, fed up, or angry, that he turned around and said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." All these disturbances can be turned to a divine order. But something needs to be done. Paul himself got angry of this. Paul himself can't allow wickedness. Paul himself cannot agree wickedness to lure and reign in where he is at. Something inspired him. Something rose up in his spirit that there is a divine anger, an annoyance against a disturbance that caused him to confront wickedness. that spirit that he said in the name of Jesus Christ, I command this spirit to be gone out of her. The Holy Spirit can turn disturbances to a divine order. Listen to this. It's the Holy Spirit who is in control of all things. And it's the Holy Spirit who causes us to have authority to rise up beyond the norm. Let me tell you this. If you're here today and you've lost track on God's calling, on God's divine authority, I believe you're here today for the Holy Spirit to remind you of who you are and what you're capable of, that we can do nothing apart from His power. I believe the Holy Spirit today wants to let you know and wants to affirm the authority that God has given us, so it will take you and I to stand up against wickedness and all sin involved for Him to change the environment. Whatever disturbances we're experiencing right now in your business, in your family, in your lives, God could turn it to a divine order. Can you say amen? Amen. You know, when I was in New Zealand, you know, I all I could think of was basically preach, reach out the lost. But there's more to God's agenda than doing that. And so, coming from the outside, looking at the church, and I started to discern things. And I want to be careful as a leader of not coming there and telling the pastor and telling the staff and the elders, you need in that. No, I was so careful to address some of the issues that they need to hear. And so, you know, I'm also a co-pastor, and I know the pressure of the ministry, and I know what's going on exactly because I said, I've been there. Exactly, Lord. I'm into that scenario. And one of the reasons that you sent me here is for them to experience that breakthrough, and you're going to use me. And so God started to give me, you know, just the discernment how to address it. In fact, when I was meeting with their elders, you know what? It's a breakthrough that every single one of them started to repent. They started to humble down and apologize to one another. Because of some experiences that they've done in the past, they started to just to have that light that they've been believing God for. And here I am. I was just opening up the door for that light to shine. And every one of them started to say their own piece. Even to the senior pastor who was so humble enough and say, you know what, I just want to say this. I'm in charge and the buck stops with me and I'm responsible. I think I need to do this first. He said, as a senior pastor, I need to ask your forgiveness. And there was a breakthrough right there. It's just like victory weekend among the elders and even the pastors. All right, a different level of victory weekend. But I never realized that's one of God's agenda in that very place. But God begins to address the disturbance of that place and turn it around for His divine order to come into that very place. Let me tell you this. You're here today because God wants to remind you of your authority. Not your own, but the Holy Spirit's authority in our lives. Yes, He is the healer. Yes, He's the one who will liberate us. But more than that, God also is going to use us for other people's lives, for them to be set free from whatever oppression, whatever deliverance that they're believing God for. God is there so that His manifold wisdom and manifest power will be seen and be displayed upon people's lives. The Holy Spirit can turn disturbances to a divine order. One of the things about the Holy Spirit that He wants us to know is that every one of you here needs to rise up from where you're at. You know that you know. But by this time, you're already a leader. That you're not just here to attend. You know that you know there's more that you can give serving this church than what you're experiencing right now. Deep within you, something hinders you. Something stops you. You've been oppressed. You've been intimidated. You've been stopped by the enemy to control you so that you will not answer God's call as a leader in this church. Well, I have a good news for you today. Whatever disturbances you're experiencing today, God can set you free because He's going to break you forth. Whatever oppression, whatever slavery and bondage that you experience, it's time for you to get out of it and experience God's freedom. Can you say amen? Which goes to my third point. The Holy Spirit is not just the one who can turn disturbances into our divine order, but the Holy Spirit, our liberator, demonstrates His authority over darkness through deliverance, healing, and signs and wonders. Here's what Paul says. He was so troubled. Verse 18, he stood up, confronted the spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to come out of her. And at that moment, everybody say, at that moment, the spirit left her. Is it Paul's power that caused the spirit to leave? Whose power was it? It's the Holy Spirit's power. Why is that? Because the Holy Spirit, our liberator, demonstrates His authority over darkness through deliverance, healing, signs, and wonders. Listen to this. Maybe you're here today and still oppressed, still in bondage. You're still enslaved. You're still enslaved with lust that you can't get out of. You're still enslaved with smoking or nicotine. You're still enslaved with pornography, internet. You're still enslaved with fornication and masturbation. You're still in bondage of a relationship that is totally ungodly. You're still in bondage of gambling. You're still in bondage of eating too much. You're still in bondage of eating so many pork. It's kind of funny, isn't it? But that could be a bondage. All sorts of gambling. And you're still in bondage of asking people money for money. Puro utang. Hingi. How many of you know that that's the spirit of poverty? You are in bondage today. Guess what? God wants to liberate you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Whatever situation you are into, God wants to dispel that through the power of the Holy Spirit, manifesting by breaking the hold of a person's life so that you could be set free and be used by God for you to use your maximum potential that God has given us. Can you say amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. Here's what it says. For though we walk in the flesh here today, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Do you realize that? We don't use guns. We don't use any kinds of weapons here in the flesh. But the scripture tells us God has given us the authority through the power of the Holy Spirit. And part of that weapon can cause breaking of strongholds. Verse 5, we destroy arguments. Every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Listen to this. It's not just our own power. Not every man's power, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit in us that will cause liberation, that will cause people to be set free from whatever captives and bondage that people are into. The Holy Spirit is the liberator. He sets the captives free. As you read the story further, what causes this deliverance is what? The arrest and imprisonment of Paul and Silas. Ang nangyari po, because of this, there was chaos that happened that caused these two men to be in prison. And yet, the cycle goes on. What the enemy has meant for good, for bad, God turned it around that caused salvation of the Philippian jailer. And it always boils down to this. It always boils down to the advancement of God's kingdom. Listen to this. God wants you to experience breakthrough. God wants to experience freedom. God wants to set you free. But it's not just a matter of setting you free. For you to be set free, God also wants to use you. That's why this is not about us. Yes, we could rejoice and praise God that we're being liberated, that we're being set free. But nevertheless, I want you to understand, more than God being setting you free is God wants to use you in order for others to be set free, in order for others to hear the gospel, so the power of God can fully manifest by using you. Can you say amen to that? And God is going to do that. What's your issues? What's your sin? We always say this. What you tolerate, that you cannot change. The very thing that's in you, you got to be set free. How can you set yourself free when you are in bondage? That you can do whatever you want. You are in bondage. Someone could help you set free. And it could be done by the power of the Holy Spirit. Why is that? He is our liberator. He's the one who's going to bring deliverance. He is the one who will manifest His authority over every darkness out there. He wants to bring deliverance. He wants to bring healing. And He wants to bring signs and wonders beyond our imagination, beyond human understanding and our own strength. Listen to this. The whole point is to advance the kingdom of God. That's why it's the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit brings freedom to those who are enslaved. If you are here today, I'm believing God for your breakthrough. Right here, right now. Why? Because it's not me. It's the Holy Spirit's power who can do this. If you're here today and you are enslaved, listen, nobody condemns you. But He's out there to deliver you. He's out there to break the chains that you've been in bondage for the longest time in your life. Whatever that sin problem is, God can set you free. And not only that, God can even heal you today. God can bring signs and wonders and miracles right here, right now, because this is His church and He can do whatever He wants. Can you say amen? Again, the Holy Spirit is our liberator. He will demonstrate His authority over darkness. He wants to bring deliverance, healing, signs and wonders. How many of you believe that He can do that? How many of you believe that He can do that in our lives tonight? Here's the thing. I want to believe God for you. This is His church. This is not my church. He's in charge. He knows what you're going through in your life. It's time for you to be set free. It's time for you to be used by God. It's time for you to be delivered. It's time for you to break apart from whatever oppression of the enemy, whether fear, hopelessness, lack, poverty, sickness, diseases, pornography, lust, immorality, gambling, nicotine, spirit of drinking, all sorts of that. God wants to liberate you. Can you say amen to that? Amen. I want to believe God as we sing and lift our hands to the Lord. But God will move mightily. Why is that? Because He is our liberator. Lord, I thank You that this is Your church. You know exactly what's happening in our lives. And You, Lord God, that the enemy has bounded us with so many things. And Lord God, as Your people, we want to repent. Would you repent before the Lord today? Lord, I repent. We want to say sorry for tolerating, for allowing ourselves And because of that, we can't get out. Whatever sin you experience today, would you repent before the Lord and lay it open before Him and say, God, here I am. As I lift my hands, I ask your forgiveness. But I also ask, Holy Spirit, that you set me free. Liberate me from this bondage, Lord. Set me free from this captive. Lord, I pray that I'll be delivered with the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, first of all, Lord, even as we hear your word, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would turn our distractions to your divine order, Lord, to your divine appointment. That you would turn, Lord God, all our disturbances that we experience to a divine order, to your agenda, Lord God. I'm asking you, Lord God, whatever situation into, that we would not look based on the situation, but we're going to look on to the God who is in control, the Most High God. You are Elyon, the God who is control, the sovereign Lord of all. And so I'm asking you today, Lord God, that you give us the faith, the eyes to see beyond the norm, beyond the circumstance. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command, Lord, any foul demonic spirit in our soul to leave our soul right now in the name of Jesus. I command, Lord God, any oppressive spirit, any spirit of hopelessness, any spirit of poverty, any spirit of intimidation and fear, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out of this place, even in our temple, the temple of the Holy Spirit in our body, in Jesus' name. Lord, we command any spirit of slavery in our souls. Lord, I command, Lord God, any spirit of lust, any spirit of pornography, Lord God, in our lives, as we repent, we command it to come out in the name of Jesus. I command, Lord God, any spirit of gambling, Lord, any spirit of nicotine, Lord God, drug addiction, addiction to pornography, Lord God, addiction, Lord God, to adultery, immorality, in the name of Jesus, be gone in the name of Jesus. So, Father, here we are. We ask you, Lord, to set your people free in the name of Jesus. Right here, right now, Lord, I pray that you break the chains. Break, Father God, any strongholds right here, right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you have any sickness in your bodies, if you have any disease, I declare the Holy Spirit's healing power to come upon you right here, right now. If you are that person, if there's pain, sickness in your bodies, ask the Holy Spirit. I believe as we lift our hands right now, the Holy Spirit can move, can touch us right here, right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are our miracle worker. You are our healer. You are the one who set the captives free. And thank you, Lord God, even today, we ask that you heal our bodies. Any form of pain, we command it to be gone. Any form of sickness, any virus in our bodies that cause sickness and disease, right now, we command it to be gone. Right now, the Holy Spirit is touching us. The Holy Spirit is healing us. Let's receive it by faith. I believe the Holy Spirit is healing us right here, right now. And some of you here, the Holy Spirit right now, you're feeling something in your bodies. You're just feeling a heat, something different in your bodies. The whatever pain that you can't move, you can't. There's just pain. The Holy Spirit is taking that out. I want you to receive it by faith. He's healing you right here, right now. Whatever form of pain, believe God right now. In your muscles, in your head, back pain, in your knees, in your ankle, whatever pain in your body, receive it by faith. The Holy Spirit is healing you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. We receive it by faith. I believe the Holy Spirit is doing that tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He is here with us. Hallelujah. He is here with us, healing you right now. Praise God. He's here with us. Thank you, Lord God. As the Holy Spirit begins to heal you, is beginning to heal you, letting you touch His healing power. Right here, right now, if you feel something, can you get out of the place today? If you're being healed by the Holy Spirit, get out of the place right and stay here in front. If you're being healed by God and you receive that healing power, you feel something today and you got healed as you pray right now, would you get out of your seat? Get out of your seat and tell us what's your healing power that the Lord has done for you today. If some of you here receive something, would you get out of your seats? How many of you would say, God has healed you right here, right now? He has healed you. Who else received the healing power of God? Can you come here? Can you come here? Who else? Anyone else? Anyone else? You got your healing? Did you receive your healing? Who else? Get out of your place. You know what? In our services, I tell you something. The Lord, the Holy Spirit has been healing people. We're experiencing the healing power of God. How many of you else receive the healing power right here, right now? You receive it by faith. Can you get out and tell us what is that? Praise God. Anyone else? Praise God. Anyone else? Right here, right now. Anyone else? Get out of your seats. Right here. Praise God. Anyone else? Can you come here? All right? Very quick. Just very quick. Ano po nangyari sa inyo, ma'am?
I have frozen shoulder at my left shoulder. And
frozen
shoulder. Frozen shoulder.
Shoulder.
Yes. Mahirap pong i-move ito, itaas. At ngayon po, as I receive the healing power of the Holy Spirit, I was able to move my left
Praise
hand
God.
Like this. Woo!
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the healing power. God is alive and He is with us. Amen.
Praise God. Hindi niyo humagalaw. Ngayon, nagalaw niya na. Wow. Can we give a Lord a big hand? Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Sige, tell us very quick what happened.
Ako po si Crisel, nahihirapan po kasi akong maglakad. So, nung bata pa po kasi ako, nadapa po kasi ako yung dalawang tuhod ko. So, for almost 1 week po, hindi ko siya napahilot kasi wala po kami pera. Pero, ngayon po, nahihirapan po ako maglakad. Pero dahil sa healing na nareceive ko ngayon, nakakatayo po ako. Really hindi na po sumasakit. Yun po. Yeah, I claim
can you,
po.
Can you jump? Can you jump? All right, really? Wow, all right. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Praise God. Just let us know. Please do come. If God has healed you, we're believing God for exact miracle that you're believing for. Whatever healing, please do come here, ma'am. Please come and tell us what happened. Very quick lang po, very quick.
Very quick lang po, kasi when my mother passed last February, parang hindi ko siya totally, hindi ako totally nakapag-grieve. So when we were praying earlier, I felt the comfort that I have missed from that the Holy Spirit gave me that I have experienced when I was like in high school.
Wow.
So I just felt na release yung burden.
Wow, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Anybody else? Anybody else who received the miracle power of God? Girl, tell us what happened very quick. Come
and
on.
Kanina po kasi nasa church community class po ako nag-volunteer. Then biglang sumakit yung likod ko. Tapos, ang sakit niya, medyo hindi ako makalakad na maayos. Pero still, nag-serve pa rin ako. And naririnig ko nga yung mga kwento na ang daming ang na-heal. So ako, sabi ko, Lord, ba't ako hindi ako na-heal? Pero ayun, ngayon, nawala bigla yung sakit ng likod ko. And just so amazing lang.
Praise God. Instantly, the pain is gone. Last, we have some Very quick.
Hi, Pastor Mark. And for the past days, my BP is up and my sugar's up po. And my headache is, like, parang may lagnat sa loob. Pero we were here and sabi kong kanina nga, ginigreet ako ng mga ibang leaders. I was perspiring very heavy kanina. And then, when you were praying, sabi nyo, there's something happening in your body. There's a heat. Sabi niyo, may mainit that is in your body. And I felt that heat the whole of my body. And now I'm not perspiring anymore. I know God has something, did something in me.
Yes, praise God. Can we give the Lord a big hand? Come on, you can pray. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, praise God. You know, again, I just want to let you know, hindi na ho tayo magugulat pag may mga supernatural na nangyayari po sa atin. Again, this is the Holy Spirit's work. This is not of us. And this is his church, and he can do whatever he wants. But the whole point is, God wants to set us free. He's our liberator. Amen.